You're on WRNG Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Beter, due to the fact that they've drowned the Rio Petty Hoist, why is the family defending this person that they have on trial? So do they don't know that this not their daughter?
Yes, they do.
And the other?
Yes, ma'am, they do know this is not their daughter.
Okay, your other question, ma'am?
The other question is if they're doing this with the Patty Hearst case, did they bury the real Howard Hughes on yesterday?
What was that?
She wanted to know, did they bury the real Howard Hughes yesterday?
No. This is a...
No?
I'm sorry, I don't know whether this is a real...
Oh.
Because I have not gotten any hard information on this yet. I've stayed clear of Howard Hughes, because of the fact that we've not been able to get any hard evidence. And so I will have to beg off, Harry, until I do get... It's very strange indeed that Bill Simon, our Secretary of Treasury, however, had to get into the Public Act, and we are investigating why this was done. They're trying to take fingerprints of this alleged person down there. Of course, you got to remember also in the SLA, which was a CIA outfit, they had funerals for people which did not actually, where there were no people in certain coffins. And we've got to be very, very careful how they manipulate the news, you know.
Well, you know, the FBI announced yesterday, just a few minutes after the funeral, that the fingerprint check verified that this was the real Howard Hughes.
Again, you know, you're just taking the words of the corrupt officials here in the government. You must remember also, they never did reveal the fingerprints of the girl on trial at the Patty Hearst trial in San Francisco. They never did go into the background, how she was raised. There were so many questions that was blocked from the jury on the Fifth Amendment. Same way here, I'm not satisfied at the present time that I have such conclusive evidence as to even speak on the Hughes matter, except to say that there have been some strange things. There have been funerals when they are not really funerals. Our bodies not in caskets when they're supposed to be. And this is a result of the CIA and the other intelligence communities in the United States torturing the truth. And someday, somehow, I hope that the truth will be made known to the American people. The American people go from crisis to crisis, and they're treated like children. I just hope that this will stop, Harry.
You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Beter. Go ahead.
Dr. Beter, you know, all the things you've come out with just sound so fantastic that, you know, they almost sound like fantasies. I mean, you know, if you have hard proof on this, why can't it be revealed?
I couldn't hear you very well.
He says many of the things you reveal sound like pure fantasy to him, and he wonders if you have hard information on something, why couldn't you reveal it?
I reveal everything that in the past 2.5-3 years, I revealed everything except on the Patty Hearst deal, simply because it involves quite a number of people. It involves a lot of people who were members of the SLA.
Well, are you involved in some obligation of honor not to reveal more than you have until such something else happens?
Yes, the only reason I'm doing it now, Harry, is to raise the question, because when the book is published, if and when it is published, that the people won't be in a state of shock and say this is a... this book is false or anything. So I'm.
Well, listen. How about taking about a minute here and tell me some of the things. I know you told us that Richard Nixon was going to resign, and you told us what day he was going to resign, and I believe he resigned on exactly the same day you said. What else have you revealed well in advance of it publicly and had come to pass?
9 months in advance, I revealed that Spiro Agnew's picture would be on the front cover of Time and Newsweek of August the 13th. And it was, and that a month later he would resign. I also revealed that Nelson Rockefeller, at the time of his resignation as governor of New York State on December 19, 1973, I revealed that he would be the vice president by December the 20th, 1974. And I'm saying here today that Vice President Nelson Rockefeller's new schedule is to be the president of the United States come hell or high water. By September 1976, Mr. Ford, having been enmeshed in a gigantic cover-up scandal involving his family and his finances, and that he will pick Ronald Reagan as his vice president to complete the balanced picture, and that Hubert Humphrey, as of the moment, will be the presidential candidate on a Democratic ticket, and at the present time, they are leaning towards an unknown for the vice president. He could well...
Okay, I've got to interrupt you now so we can pay the bills, even though we do it with Federal Reserve notes. You're on, let's see, we got time for one more quick question. Which line is next, Mike? Number three, go ahead, you're on with Dr. Beter.
Good morning. I have heard that when we experienced all of those UFOs, that many high-up officials in the government knew the truth about it, but that they thought the American people wouldn't be able to stand the truth. And I would like to ask Dr. Beter, what does he think about the UFOs, and if it has anything to do with his mysteriousness about Patty Hearst?
Dr. Beter?
That was the question.
Okay, we're having a little trouble with the telephone, given Dr. Beter an adequate amount of volume. The question is, does the UFO activity have anything to do with the government officials keeping truth from us, and specifically, does it have any relationship whatsoever to the Patty Hearst case?
Question number one, the UFOs do exist. They're out in the western states. They are made of platinum. They are just as secret as the secret hideaways for the government officials around the country. Number two, they have nothing whatsoever to do with the Patty Hearst case.
Excellent timing. We have 5 seconds till news at 9:30 on WRNG. Then we'll return. I'm Harry Davey.